Honolulu Civil Beat's featured story has to do with a process to protect Oahu's best agricultural lands. Reporter Stuart Yurton joins us live. Good morning, Stuart.
Good morning, Catherine.
So tell us, now we've got some hearings that are about to kick off here. What's this about?
Right. So we have some hearings that are going to kick off with the Hawaii Land Use Commission, and it's going to take up a proposal or recommendation from the Honolulu Department of Planning and Permitting that would designate about 12% of Oahu's land, something like 41,000 acres, as important agricultural land. These are relatively small parcels owned by, spread out among about 1,800 landowners. So this is affecting a lot of people and a lot of land.
And so how long are these hearings scheduled for?
They're probably going to be much of the day on Wednesday and Thursday. What's interesting is it's going to start out going into executive session. And reading the tea leaves, it seems like the Land Use Commission, given a lot of opposition from people, that the Land Use Commission is going to try to figure out a way through this without necessarily stopping it or letting it go through exactly as the city wants it to go through.
Yeah, normally when there are hearings, they hold the exec session at the end of the calendar or the agenda. So it sounds like they've got some things to iron out just to make sure what they don't want to run afoul of, I guess, the legal issues.
Exactly.
And so did the city do something wrong? I mean, you know, we've been talking about this process for a long time. And, you know, I think
right.
They did reach out to a lot of these homeowners, right, or these property owners.
Right. Okay, so this has been going on. The city's outreach has been going on since around 2013 was the last of a series of community meetings on this. So the city's been reaching out to people for years. This whole thing is rooted in the 1978 Constitution. The legislature passed something in 2005 and 2008, implementing the constitutional provision. And here we are now. So your question is, did the city do something wrong? That's the crux of the issue. It's really about process, not about policy. And the question is, did they do something wrong in the process? Maybe. For example, this is one example that the Land Use Commission chair is quoted in the story as saying, it could be an issue that during the community meetings, the City Department of Planning and Permitting consultants told people the wrong thing. People would ask, could this, I'm living on my land, I'm living on ag land in a house, could this affect my ability to do that? The city consultants said categorically no, but that's not exactly right. There is a provision in the law that would change it. The question is how much. And does it change it enough? And was this enough of an error that the Land Use Commission should say, well, wait a minute, the city didn't follow the statute which lays out and requires these community meetings? So they had the community meeting, but they told somebody something wrong at the community meeting. Is that okay?
And you reached out to a number of people, you know, not just including those families that have been on that property, but also to a religious organization out in Mililani.
Right. So there's a religious organization in Mililani. They grow food on the land. They do not want the designation. They say, look, this has nothing to do with us. One of the provisions of requirements of the Important Agricultural Lands law is that you have to be actively farming. What actively farming means, we don't really know. It's not clear. Nobody knows that. But they don't want to be caught in a bind where someone tells them, wait a minute, you need to be actively farming. And they say, well, we grow stuff, but we're, I guess, not actively farming.
Yeah, it is interesting because, I mean, the whole purpose of this was to protect prime ag lands. And yet are people saying, well, if I decide to, what, develop down the road that you're taking my land?
Well, I think this is a little bit more an issue for people of saying, wait a minute, this is not prime ag land. I can barely grow anything on this. This should not be designated prime. It's barely ag land. I mean, it's technically ag land, but I can't grow anything or much of anything, much less the really productive kind of agriculture that will boost the economy and boost self-sufficiency that the statute and the constitutional provision both envision this land being. It just, people are saying, wait a minute, this does not fit that.
Right, not so fast. Well, I understand that you're also poking around on the issue of whether it affects some of the solar plans, and you've got an article coming out tomorrow, right?
Right. So we're talking to more landowners. This is all kinds of people, everybody from small farmers to, as you said, solar farms. The solar the renewable energy industry is really concerned that this is going to limit their ability to use land for these renewable energy projects. So this is quite a mess. And the Land Use Commission is really going to have to find a way through it. And,
okay.
And like I said, the executive session at the beginning seems to suggest they are going to try to find some way through this.
Okay, well, we'll look forward to follow-up. Thanks so much, Stuart.
Thank you, Catherine.
That was reporter Stuart Yurton with today's Reality Check. Read his story online at civilbeat.org.